Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Mr. Hill Harper on the line with me. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks so much, Nigeria. How are you?
I'm well. Can you take us on a small journey on how you became so immersed in being an activist, an author, and an actor for those not so familiar with you?
Oh, wow. Well, for me, when I was in grad school at Harvard, Harvard Law School, mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of theater. I did a lot of theater when I was an undergrad, and I have a passion for acting, a passion for the theater, and a passion for characters. And I also think that art is a way to actually have an impact and change on our world. The arts have historically always been about having that impact. I look at people like Paul Robeson and Harry Belafonte and people who are heroes that are artists but also activists, and I think it's not a delineation, it's just a natural process. And I attempt to allow all the work I do impact the world and hopefully uplift folk, and I think people get a sense of that through the book, through the acting, through businesses, etc.
Right. So who is Hill Harper in your own words? Like, besides all of that, just who is Hill Harper?
You know, it's I have to let people define me the way they want to, because whatever I say, I've found that people define folks the way they want anyway. For myself, I'm passionate about life, passionate about art, passionate about social justice, passionate about the world and my family, mm-hmm. passionate about my mm-hmm. friends, and hopefully living a life, because I'm passionate about those things, living a life that represents all of that.
That's excellent. Now, currently, you launched a new skin and body product. Tell us a little bit more about that and why you made that decision.
Sure. In 2010, I was doing a film in Atlanta for Tyler Perry called For Colored Girls. I was playing Kerry Washington's husband in that movie, and I woke up one morning and I couldn't swallow. And the long story short, it was determined that I had cancer, and I had thyroid cancer. And successfully dealt with that, had surgery. What happened is that after that, President Obama appointed me to the President's Cancer Panel, where we make recommendations to the White House on cancer policy. And I was meeting a number of experts, you know, talking to me about what kind of recommendations I should make and what are the different things I should do. And I started to learn about the skin being our largest organ in our body, and that everything we put on our skin gets absorbed into our system, our endocrine system, and we have to deal with it. It's just like anything we eat. And so the more research I did, the more I realized most of us, 99% of us, are putting things on our body like aluminum, like paraben, like petroleum, like sulfate that are damaging. All of these things can end up leading to cancer, end up leading to weighing down your kidneys, your liver, your endocrine system, which impacts diabetes, it impacts your weight, it impacts your body's ability to flush out toxins. And I wondered, why is no one talking about this? Why is no one really bringing this up? People talk about organic this, organic that, but they don't actually talk about what natural products versus really damaging things, aluminum, et cetera. So I wanted to come out with a very affordable line. But I also realized that most of the products that were natural were way too expensive for the average person to afford. Mm-hmm. It took me 2 years to develop these products, and I couldn't be more proud. So in all of my books, I talk about the idea that we're all active architects of our own life. So I call the company bdarchitect.com, bdarchitect.com, or bdarchitect of your life. bdarchitect.com is the web address. The women's line is called Jua, J-U-A, which means sun in Swahili.
Okay.
And the men's line is called H2L, which is a play on my name. I have two H's and two L's in my name.
Right.
And I couldn't be more proud of the product. They're great, great, great products. We'll check them out on the site. I put them up against any product. They're all natural and they're fantastic.
That's good. That's good. And while you were saying that, I was thinking about, I grew up with Sulfa 8 and petroleum jelly, you know, and I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? That wasn't no good. But okay.
Petroleum jelly, and even when people talk about baby oil is just mineral oil. And when people say mineral oil, you would think that by the name mineral oil that it would be healthy, right?
Right.
Mineral oil is just a byproduct of petroleum. It's just another oil you put on your body. It affects your endocrine system. It affects your body's ability to deal with toxins. It affects all of those things. So we have to be really aware that stuff called something can often be a lie.
Right.
You know, baby mineral oil, it's a big lie. It's a big game. Petroleum jelly. Why would you ever want to put petroleum on your body?
You know, back in the day in the hood, you know, the girls, we put that on our face to stop the scratches, you know.
Yes.
We worried about the scratches and the petroleum doing more damage.
No, but the sad thing is that there are a number of doctors out there, and basically they can't back this up with these empirical studies because, unfortunately, a lot of the folks that pay for the studies have a vested interest in having these products out there. But, you know, you go to a mall and you see the people in the lab coats selling you product, oftentimes they're the worst offenders.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They make you think that it's clinical and medical, but it's really amateuring. So that's why we developed it, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you did, because we're becoming more aware also about health concerns, especially with the social media aspect of the exposure of people just like, aha, this product is horrible, look at it. So, you know, it's great timing. Now, speaking of health issues, we all are aware of it, you know, for the most part, understanding the importance, but it's such a hard discipline. If you can explain to us the conviction of the importance of having good health when you get a diagnosis, and warn people about the importance of addressing health matters.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really take discipline in the sense that everybody uses some type of skincare, hair care. You know, people use shampoo, people use body wash, people use lotions, right?
Yeah.
The question is, what's in the stuff you're using? So I'm not asking people to change their behavior at all. I'm saying just use these products that are, you know, basically priced the same as the ones you use, that are significantly better for you and just better on your skin and just better. And so that was the goal. You know, I noticed that in the skincare area, the margins and the profit margins are so extreme. You need to take that much profit. In fact, you know, this will make you laugh. I had a meeting with somebody who looked at my whole product line, and they said, "Hill, you need to triple your prices." And they said, "If you triple your prices, you sell twice as much." I said, "Why?" I said, "Because people have been convinced that in skincare, at least, if it's expensive, it must be good, and if it's not expensive, it must be bad. So, you know, you should raise your prices." And, you know, we have to demystify people that notion. You know, the average American should be able to afford products that don't have all these harmful things in them.
I'm so in agreement.
But skincare, you know, areas, their margins are crazy. They're crazy.
Right, right. And I agree with you. And I'm glad you're making this point. And I'm glad you made this launch with your skincare products, because it's important for us to examine the things that we're doing and putting on our skin. And, you know, the same thing as an eating habit. You know, the same thing, you know, organic food, then you hear something's wrong with the organic food. So we just have to just be a little more mindful. Overall, black, white, Asian, everybody just has to be more aware, you know, stay woke, as they're saying nowadays.
I agree. And I appreciate you doing this interview for me and for us to help spread the word, spread the message. I really appreciate it, and just thank you so much. And please have people come to the site, bdarchitect.com.
Will do. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.